is the McIntosh County Academy Buccaneers Coaches Show with head coach Bradley Warren on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Brought to you by Jets Pharmacy, Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, and by Cunningham Jewelers. And now, here is your host, Harold Webster.
Welcome to the McIntosh County Academy Buccaneer Coaches Show with head coach Bradley Warren on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Harold Webster. This segment of the Buccaneer Coaches Show is sponsored by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Cunningham Jewelers, and by Jets Pharmacy. And now joining us, the head coach of the MCA Buccaneers, Bradley Warren.
Hey, Harold.
How you doing, coach?
Good.
Well, we finished the season.
Yeah.
We lost another tough one. To Portal, 27-0.
Yep.
But we are in the playoffs again, and this coming Friday night, we'll be facing Clinch County again.
Yeah,
a team we've seen many, many times before in the regular season and now again in the playoffs. But first, let's talk about the Portal game.
Well, you know, they were up on us 12-0, and we'd driven in the red zone few times in that ball game, just didn't have anything to show for. I think we ended up with 210 yards off it rushing mostly, and just didn't have anything to show for it. Their quarterback on 4th and 12, just before the half, scored again on a scramble. We missed a sack in the backfield. He was able to get in the end zone. That hurt us. That put them up 20-0. And in the second half, we actually won statistically. They scored one, and we were inside the 5 twice.
Yeah.
I was, you know, fairly pleased. They just won the region, so I felt like, you know, we were without a couple of starters there Friday, and they just won the region championship over Jenkins. So I mentioned to you earlier, it's never as bad as you, bad or good as you think.
Well, the injury bug has hurt us all season, and you know, when you're single A and you've got especially 2 or 3 starters out with injuries. A lot of weeks, it does set you back, because a lot of these kids go both ways too.
It does. We just came off an off week, which has allowed us to get as close to healthy as we can get. So we feel like you know, if we're going to make a run, we need to upset this Clinch crew coming up.
Well, if we can get by them, then we should pick up a second round easier opponent.
That's right.
That's the goal. Another thing on the Portal game, they had 2 really outstanding players. That quarterback was something special. We've seen some good quarterbacks this season, but I had not seen anybody as special as him as far as being able to scramble, get out of tackles.
Yeah, I made kind of a joke that they didn't really have an offense except for drop back and let him run. Of course, they do have an offense. I was kidding, but he's really good. You know, we had him on just 2 scores. Both were 4th down scores that he converted, 4th and 12 and a 4th and 17. Those were big. And then you've got the big receiver that caught 2 out of 3 jump balls on us.
He sure did. That kid was special too. We had a big corner on him, and he just could leap through the ceiling getting that ball.
He got position on us. At least one of the scores, we were supposed to have been in double coverage and missed the check. We didn't have, you know, Nehemiah West didn't play. He's our quarterback in the secondary, and not having him, that definitely one play hurt us for sure.
Well, I know on one of his scrambles, I think he ran about 60 yards to gain about 15. He was back and forth.
on the play before the half, there was a timeout. I knew they were going to roll to the left. Their offensive left, our defensive right, and I guessed correctly. And I knew they would not block the backside edge, and we had a blind shot on him.
Yeah.
And young man, I said, hey, go to his rear shoulder. Don't come upfield. Don't cross his face. He'll see you, and it'll be hard to tackle. Not only was he hard to tackle, he came across the upfield where he could see him, and he just plain out missed. And that's when he went for a touchdown. So we learned some hard lessons there Friday too, about playing a good opponent, how to play them, and some of the kids realize, hey, I better listen a little better.
This is the MCA Coaches Show with head coach Bradley Warren on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Yeah, it's there were a couple of times when it looked like we had 4 players around him and he'd somehow escape. He was he was special for them, and he had a pretty good arm too.
Yeah, his ability to start and stop is better than most athletes you're going to see. I've faced better all around quarterbacks in my career, but as far as his scramble ability, maybe the tops. He's really good.
Their fullback, y'all held him in check. He got a few yards in the fourth quarter, but
they held him down pretty good. They didn't have a lot of yards as far as actual run plays. If you take his two or three scrambles out, their rushing yardage is under 80 yards.
Yeah, and then they just had those two passes that really hurt us with their big guy in the end zone.
We talked about being able to defend him.
I know we did. We did, and you know, he only got two. Let's just say we won.
he was targeted three times in the end zone. We won one of them.
Yeah. So, well, I guess 30%, 33% is pretty good against a quality player, and he's going to the University of Florida, so they'll be tickled to have him.
You know, we played them hard.
We did.
You know, Jenkins, the runner-up, gave up 36 points to him. We gave up 27. We didn't score any, but we did move the ball quite a bit better than we have in a while. So hopefully we can build on that later as well.
Penalties hurt us in the red zone.
Killed us. We had one time there, three or four penalties in a row.
We did. We were had a couple of false starts, and then I think we got a personal foul penalty. I mean, it was just...
We did. The one though that we should have had, I ran the ball inside. I ran the play three times in a row, and we got down to the one or two, and I made it look identical to that play. It got them to pinch everybody inside, come inside, and we double-teamed the edge player. We push him through the pylon. So if we block the linebacker on that side, just get in his way, we score. If we run behind the double team, we score.
Yeah.
So we didn't see the linebacker, so we had a young man that blocked no one. That's who we blocked. That's the oldest play. I've run that play since 1999. So how he didn't see him, I don't know, but that happens. And then the back didn't get behind the double team. The back tried to get further outside towards the sideline, and all that, you know, just run you out of bounds there.
Yeah.
So we didn't score. And then the penalties took us out, so we should have had – I felt like we left a minimum of 14 points on the field, and then if you take away the fourth down scrambles, that game – if you take out four plays there, that game goes in the Bucs' favor.
It does. It does.
When you're getting – when you're splitting hairs on what plays turn a ball game around, you're talking about any four plays that were impactful for us or against us that – can flip a game. Yeah, we're close to winning again. We just got to do a few more things right and start dotting our I's and crossing our T's and get healthy. And maybe this will be the week, not right time.
Well, okay. More to come on the Buccaneer Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Right now, these words from our sponsors.
Here at Cunningham Jewelers, we are like you, and we are Friday Night Light fans. Come find that special gift for that special person, no matter your budget. At Cunningham Jewelers, we don't settle for the field goal. We help you punch it in for the touchdown. So come on down to Cunningham Jewelers and let our friendly staff help you go for two. Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick, 912-265-8652 or online, cunninghamjewelers.com.
Your hometown and independent pharmacy in Darien is Jets Pharmacy in the Bluestein Shopping Center. Jets Pharmacy accepts all insurance, drive-through service, and delivers to Darien and surrounding areas, including Brunswick. Immunizations, competitive cash prices, and even med synchronization. So get on over to your friendly neighbors at Jets Pharmacy or give them a call at 912-437-3784. Jets Pharmacy, your neighborhood pharmacy.
Welcome back to the McIntosh County Academy Coaches Show with Head Coach Bradley Warren on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Harold Webster. This segment brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. Okay, Coach, Portal Panthers. That was a tough one. Another tough one. You know, our region, we ended up 3-1 in the region, and or 1-3 in the region, and took fourth place. Still made the playoffs, but our region's pretty darn tough this year.
Two of them in the top 10. 1-2. And ECI is not a bad team. You know, we've traded wins with them quite a bit recently.
Yeah.
So our region, I think, is tougher than a lot of this year than a lot of people don't realize. Pretty good.
I think so too, and I think that bodes well for the teams in the playoffs.
Yeah, if they get a good matchup, I think Portal plays Turner County. Then you've got us playing Clinch, and you have Jenkins and Charlton.
Jenkins and Charlton, yeah.
And then you have ECI and Lanier. That's a good matchup.
That is. That's play both of them. Two defensive teams, tough-nosed teams.
Yeah, ECI is a physical run team, and then Lanier has a really good quarterback and it runs the spread well. So that one's probably the most interesting matchup outside of course the Bucks game.
Yeah, Bucks game's always number one. Well, if we hold on to the ball, and we didn't have any fumbles against Portal.
Now we're doing some things right now that especially the younger kids. They're doing some things right. It's just a matter of time before that it starts being noticed in the win-loss column.
Yeah. You had this past week off. What did y'all work on?
We took Monday off and practiced Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday and took Friday off.
Okay.
They had 3 good days of practice and mostly schemes and execution level, what if the guy's not where we drew it up,
Right.
A lot of those variables we worked on this week. We worked on our personnel, our health. So we had a good week last week in our off week. It was timed up well to heal up. This week, be back to regular game week. So we felt like working on the Bucks was more important than anything else right now.
Do you I guess we've talked enough about Portal. Let's talk about Clinch because that's our next game. Defensively, does their line, when they line up, do they stay put till the snap or do they start shifting around like we've seen some teams do?
They're in a 3-4 formation, but a lot of times it ends up being a 5-2. And they're good at it. They're 9-1 in it.
Yeah.
So it's nothing we haven't seen, in the past. They know what there's no secrets. They played us enough, we played them enough. There's very little that goes unnoticed when you play somebody that
You can take the game films from the last 2 years, and they can too, and that's what you're going to see on the field.
Yeah, it's going to come down to, do we have enough want to and enough horses to beat them? And then he's got to challenge it himself. He's got to, they beat us last year. They beat Lanier. We lost Lanier, so he's going to be trying to tell his team all week, this McIntosh team may be getting healthy. Don't overlook them. He's got to overcome that hurdle. We've got to keep our kids focused and staying positive.
You're listening to the MCA Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Yeah, it is a challenge for both teams. A number one team, if they overlook a number four team, they could get caught.
Yep, and we catch them.
And that's what we want to do. And we're getting healthy. We've played some playoff teams in the past that were, 3-4 seeds that got healthy right at the end. And
been my luck in my career.
Yeah.
Hey, coach, he's back. First time this year. Thanks.
Thanks. That's right. He ought to be playing in college right now, but he's here tonight. Yes, we have seen that. Twiggs County, I can remember that disastrous night. But anyway, it's going to be a challenge, but it'll be a great atmosphere down there in Homerville, too.
Yeah, they're expecting a good ball game, and I hope we're going to give them one. I feel like if we build off what successes we had against Portal, the kids can see that, hey, we were in that ball game. They're our region champs. We had a chance to, if that ball game goes 7-6 us, instead of us not scoring in the red zone,
right,
that might have been the difference in the game.
It might have.
So the same thing with Clinch. They're going to run the ball. They're going to try to mash us first. If they can't mash us, they're going to get the ball in the air to their big receiver like they did last year.
Yeah. And we remember that.
Yep.
And taking nothing away from them. I mean, it was a heartbreaking loss last year, but that quarterback got it out there, and he made a great one-on-one play over our defender. So You got to credit both guys. And our defender was in the right position. Just he needed a stepladder.
Yeah.
But anyway, well, we're looking forward to that contest, and I'm hoping that the Bucks can persevere and get us another win in the playoffs here.
That would be nice.
Oh, football season's the second season is beginning, as we call it.
One game season.
If you want to play again the following week, you got to win tonight.
You know, I know we're coming off region championship. We're a 4 seed this year. I'm excited, to be back in the playoffs. There's a lot of teams that would switch places with us. I'm glad, yeah. We had some young men that could have folded tent and didn't. They battled hard enough to get in the playoffs, so here we are.
Well, Coach, one thing I'll say about your teams, I never saw them quit in any games, no matter what the score was. They still played hard. And that's what you want of your young men. You want them to realize that.
And do that and get some offensive production.
Yeah.
I think we'll be fine. That's been the thing that's been inconsistent. We started off a big wing tee team, running the ball well, had it a wildcat well, and then all those guys were out for 4 to 6 weeks. And so we got in the eye and had some success in the eye. And one of the young men two of the young men in that offense are now not in the lineup. So we got the fullbacks back from the wing, and now we're back in the wing and a little bit in the wildcat. So,
well, that's what we want.
Kind of odd. Say, hey, well, this is offense you were running from the beginning of the year. Yeah, it was.
Well, good. Maybe Clinch won't have recognized what offense we were really running, and they won't be ready for it.
He'll be ready for everything we got, whether it's wing or eye or wildcat. He'll be prepared.
Yep. Well, we'll be right back to the Buccaneer Coaches Show with Head Coach Bradley Warren on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Every athlete knows that if you can't play, you can't win. Hi. I'm Dr. Bo Sasser with Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. We treat a variety of sports and non-sports injuries with proven expertise in joint replacement, arthroscopic surgery, and physical rehabilitation. With the support of Southeast Georgia Health System, our orthopedic specialists are committed to getting you back to your life quickly.
Call 1-855-ASK-SGHS. That's 1-855-275-7447 or visit sghs.org.
Welcome back to the McIntosh County Academy Buccaneer Coaches Show with Head Coach Bradley Warren on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Harold Webster. This segment is brought to you by Cunningham Jewelers and Jets Pharmacy. Coach, we've talking about the upcoming clinch game. Won't you tell us a little bit what you've seen of them on the offensive side of the ball?
They run a single wing offense, a balanced single wing. And they will run through your soul if you don't know how to defend it.
That's old school football.
Yeah, that's one that they've won multiple state championships with. So they're back in it, and they have a quarterback number 4 who's a really good runner. In fact, he's carried the ball about 40% of the time. And they have the Bell kid who they move around. It's like, where's Waldo? Is he at wide receiver, slot, wing, quarterback? So we've got a big challenge in stopping those two. They got some other young men that carry the ball, but if you stop those two, you've really got them out of their element.
Yeah, and the center will snap it to one of the two backs back there, and they run a lot of counters off of that too, don't they?
Yeah, they have a nasty counter. They have some off-tackle power type plays, trap, anything you name of that you could run that, they're really good at that. They put their best lineman, number 65, he's a senior, they put him at tight end. And his job is to crush the first person inside of him. And they double team. They're really good at that point of attack behind 65. So, they do other stuff away from him and throw the ball deep to Bell. But it starts at that point. If you can't defend the plays that kid's the lead blocker for, you're going to be in for a long night.
It sounds like he's pretty good.
Yeah, I've seen him mashing people this year on the films we have. And is he just funny? There'll be no hole there, and you'll see him cave a side down, and there's a hole you could drive a 4-wheeler through. He's pretty good. So they do that, and then if you stop.
So our defensive linemen on that side have got to keep their eyes open.
Yeah, we've got to play some really fundamental football. We've got to be able to defeat a double team, a down block, a reach block. Then we've got to defend when Bale goes deep. You know, he's a Division I receiver committed to Indiana, is what I've been told. We've got to be able to play him.
Yeah.
So I feel like if we shut their run down, they're going to probably go spread it out and try to get the ball to him like they did last year in the late fourth quarter.
Yeah.
So we've got to be ready for that. In fact, I'm going to work on that when you and I finish.
Okay. Well, I'm fairly familiar with the single wing because when I played high school many, many years ago, that's what we were in. So. That was pretty popular back then.
They're good at it. They've won some state championships.
Huh? Well, I know you'll have them ready for it. And this is the MCA Coaches Show with Bradley Warren on the Bishop Media Sports Network. What about their special teams? How do they look? How do we match up with them there?
Pretty dead even. They run the same punt we do. They punt about it like we do. Their punt return, they may have – they've got the Bell kid back there. We've got Nehemiah West. Those are about even. And then kickoff, they may be a little more dangerous on the kickoff than we are. They can't get the ball in the end zone. We can't get the ball in the end zone consistently. So special teams are about even.
Yeah. Yeah, I've noticed I thought at the – start of the portal game. Let's talk about that opening kickoff real quick. Was that planned?
No.
Because that ball went straight up in the air about 11 yards, and that poor lineman on the portal side, I felt sorry for him because he's trying to catch the ball, and it goes right through the wicket.
We have that play in the kicking game, but it was not called. We actually called that angle, that height, but across the field to the numbers on the other side.
Right.
And he just missed the whole ball. He kicked the tee. He kicked the tee and spun the ball out from under it and went up like a – instead of using a driver, he used a pitching wedge.
Pitching wedge, yeah.
Went right under it.
Went straight up, and we're going, oh.
He was apologizing. I was like, son, don't apologize. It worked out in our favor.
Yeah, we got the fumble. Got the ball to start to it.
Yeah, we stole that possession, but, didn't take advantage of it. We got down in there a little bit, and it burned some time, but we didn't score.
No.
Yeah, that was a good – Jeremy's worked hard to – become a kicker. I don't remember how many weeks you asked me where we're going to kick. And then there was one game there I let him kick twice and he missed both of them.
I remember that.
And then he came back and made like three or four in a row, and he's been kicking well ever since. He's taken over the extra point field goal job, and he's taken over the kickoff job.
I believe you could get him in there for some field goals. I don't know what his range is, but he's been kicking pretty consistently here.
If he strikes the ball well and things go well, he can kick a field goal inside the 25. But if things don't go well, you need to be well inside the 20.
Okay. Well, but, you've got an excellent snapper in Dawson Hassler, and then the holds have been good. So that's a big advantage in high school football because a lot of teams, snaps are so low, you really got to hurry.
We haven't blocked an extra point field goal this year. That's bugging me. I think it's been – I can't tell you how many years it's been. So we should be able to block one. We just haven't done it. I don't know how we missed some balls. They went right through us. We jumped and missed them.
I've noticed that, too. They go right through the wicket, as they say.
Yep.
Went through the kid's body. Well, Coach, we've just got a little bit of time left here in this segment of the Coach's Show. What else do you want to say before we sign off here?
Well, I have a whole lot. Just come out and support us, and hope that we play a good football game, because if we win this one, I think we can make a good run. I think the winner of this clinch McIntosh game will be in the Elite Eight to Final Four.
Well, they got a good chance with the draw and everything, but you got a big battle, and we always do. We always have great games with Clinch County. It's an exciting atmosphere down there, and it's high school at its best. High school football at its best. Well, Coach, we've concluded the regular season. Now we begin the second season. Playoffs, one and out. So. All right, Bucks, let's go get them. And I would like to thank everybody for joining us on the McIntosh County Academy Coaches Show with Bradley Warren on the Bishop Media Sports Network. And we are signing off.
Go Bucks.
Go Bucks.